Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Welcome in, everybody. It is Sports Daily on a jam-packed Thursday edition. Glad to be here with you. He's TJ Cleland. I'm Jacob Albrecht alongside Max Power in the studio producing for us. He's got the hotline at 869-1240, where we will be joined in about 10-15 minutes from now by Wichita State head men's basketball coach Paul Mills, a late addition to our regular Thursday lineup. Glad to have Coach Mills in. We'll get you ready for the Shocker basketball season and what he's seeing, what we can expect. So looking forward to that. We also have our regular Thursday guests, PJ Glasser, in to talk some bets with us, college and NFL, and Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, our K-State insider, will join and get us ready for the Sunflower Showdown on the K-State side of things. We had Trius Lottis yesterday on the KU side. So we'll get Fitz's take on the K-State side. All a part of the show today, including your thoughts, which are available, again, 869-1240, or you can leave them via our video streams, which you'll find on Facebook, YouTube, X. Also, thanks to those watching us on 12 News Connected and listening to us on the Odyssey app. TJ, good morning. How are you day after Big 12 Media Day?
Hello. Yes, it's good. Got to talk hoops all day yesterday, a long day of talking to coaches and players, and then we fire back up this morning at 7 a.m. and keep talking to coaches with Coach Mills joining the show. But always a ton of fun up there. They still have the gray court with all the Roman numeral 12s on it rolled out. And I love it. I think that thing is sweet. I love that court.
That's too bad. It's fine. All of it, by the way, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oktoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that'll make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oktoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. So it's all set up for you on the show today. What was the biggest thing you learned yesterday? What did you leave? You were thinking about what as you were driving back down to Wichita?
I don't know, man. I mean, everybody talked about Darren Peterson, and I mean, it was like you were completely correct about the amount of scrum around him and AJ DeBansta, but I mean, obviously with the local media as well, it was like, couldn't even see the table. Like, I got front and center because I got there early, so I was squeezed in real skinny in front of these guys trying to talk, and I mean, like, it was Trey White, Darren Peterson, and Flory Badunga, and I bet that Darren Peterson took the first 4.5 minutes of questions just from everybody about all the hype around him. And it's the same thing that I said yesterday, is that we've never seen Bill Self talk about a freshman like he's talked about Darren Peterson. May have never seen Bill Self talk about a player not named KJ Adams like he's talked about Darren Peterson. It's crazy.
I'm just afraid it's a little too much hype.
I know.
It's the year following, of course, Cooper Flagg, which isn't doing him any favors. Cooper Flagg, probably the best freshman season, at least I can remember, most impactful freshman. So there's a lot there for Darren Peterson. We're going to learn a lot real quick on his makeup and character. On the K-State side, it was also centered around one guy, a guy that Jerome Tang called the best point guard in the country.
Yeah, it's actually a cool story. I'll tell you this one when we got some time here. He told a little anecdote about recruiting P.J. Haggerty. P.J. Haggerty came to a Baylor team camp or a summer camp or something like that whenever he was in eighth grade. Jerome Tang went up and was like, "Hey, man, like, you're a great player." And he said that he shook his hand, and P.J. Haggerty, the eighth grader, gave him a weak handshake and didn't look him in the eyes. And Jerome Tang stopped him and said, "You're going to squeeze my hand and you're going to look at me in the eyes and shake my hand like a man." And he said, "Because you're going to be really good at basketball and you're going to need to know how to do this." And then he tried to recruit him to Baylor, but they wanted him to be a red shirt because he wasn't, you know, to the level that he is now. So he said, "No, I don't want to do that." Went to Tulsa and played. And now all these years later, he was still in contact with him. And his mom remembered the story of the handshake and everything like that. And it came to fruition. And he said, "Man, sometimes the transfer portal is a great thing because I finally get to coach him."
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty funny. It's old school, and Tang is old school in those ways, right? Like, he is the coach that would do something like that. It's pretty fun to have him back there, and I really think they'll be a perfect fit. Darren Peterson will be a fit. It's going to be a fun and different, totally different basketball season. And it will be for the Shockers too, and we'll get into all of it with Paul Mills here in just a few minutes.
One more thing that was the overarching topic of every school, you know, every local media asked the question because it was just getting good reaction on social media, and it's an interesting topic. I don't know if you saw the video of Tom Izzo talking about the G League guys. So Louisville, and somebody else did too, I can't remember, but Louisville just signed a guy that played in the G League for last year, got cut, and isn't in the G League anymore, and now he's going back to college and playing. And the NCAA gave him 2 years of eligibility, and now there's like 10 or 15 guys that are all requesting waivers from the NCAA to try to be eligible for next season to come play, or for this season to go play.
So they're trying they're trying to leave the G League and come to the NCAA?
Yes, because they didn't go to college. Like, they were either like overseas guys that went straight to the G League, or they were high school guys that went straight to the G League when that became legal. And every coach, or at least Jerome Tang and Bill Self, had the same reaction to it of saying, "Well, I don't want to knock anything because we're probably going to be recruiting these guys. But if you want my personal opinion, like, this is ridiculous." He's like, "Why are we doing this?" He's like, this is taking away the part of the game where you recruit the high school kids, even recruiting the portal kids, like, and taking their opportunities away to give it to a, you know, a 24-year-old that's been playing against professionals for 2 years. And so it's like, there's been some gray area when you recruit the overseas guys because they play pro basketball by the time they're 16 years old. So they're it's kind of different over there. But then it's like, well, that leaves the gray area open over here where it's like, well, the G League, it's not really pro basketball.
But it's the same thing.
I mean, it's pro basketball, but like, you know, like,
it's the same. I mean, it's the same thing as the European situation. I don't know what the answer to that would be.
I don't think it is. I think that's the replacement for college in America.
Yeah. And there aren't a lot of guys doing it, but there are enough that, you know, you'd get some. I think probably they'll come up with something to where years in the G League count the same as a year of college eligibility, perhaps. And then it wouldn't make a huge difference probably at that point. You know, if you spend 3 years in the G League, then you only have 1 year of college eligibility. But yeah, it is. But it's strange. But honestly, like, how is it any different than going over to Europe and catching a kid who's been playing pro basketball for a couple of years?
Because they're pro basketball, like, you can – there's no college equivalent over there. Like, there is in America. Like, I think that the fact of, like, you play pro basketball, like Mate, that came to the Shockers last year, Mate Bochniak, he was playing by the time he was like 18 years old. And because that's just what, that's like their, like,
which is what you would AAU do in the G circuit. At 18 years old. Right.
Yeah. It's like their AAU circuit in Europe, basically, is that that's what they have. That's what they do. They play club basketball for that club. And there's different levels of it too. He's not playing in these super high leagues or anything like that. And so I think that that's where the gray area is, of the fact of, like, well, like, this is basically like him transferring from a European college to an American college. But in America, it's like, you're going from being a step away from being called up to the NBA to college. Like, it's not the same thing.
It'd be, well, it would be like taking a minor league player
in baseball and letting them re-enroll in college is what it would be like.
You can't what's the difference between that? You can't do that.
Well, I don't think there is a difference in that, but I also don't think there's a difference in the European system either. Like, they're going to play pro ball. Like, they're not.
I'm not a fan of the European system either. I think that
I don't know what the answer is. The problem with the European system is they're playing it before they're even what our, you know, college age kid would be anyway. So it's not like they're graduating high school and then going. They're going when they're like 15 years old, which is also sort of like our minor league baseball system, right? Some guys sign super, super young. It's an interesting thing. I'll have to spend some time and think about that. I don't know how I feel about that yet. All right, let's take a quick break. Paul Mills is going to call in and join us here when we return on Sports Daily. We'll get you ready for Shocker Basketball, which starts very soon. It's coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
Could get more insider than Wichita State Edmonds basketball coach Paul Mills joining the show now. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here. Coach, welcome in. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. You're giving me a little bit too much credit having inside information. There's some days I don't know what in the world's going on. But
it's funny. Inside baseball, I just messaged Max and it was about 5 seconds too late. I was like, oh, we don't need the insider bump. We have some insiders on the show and we play that for them all. Of course, we're not looking for inside information, just information with head coach Paul Mills here. Coach, we appreciate it. I know it's been a busy, crazy, chaotic time of year. You guys have practices. You're at two-a-days, but we're just a little more than a week away from the start of this thing. As fans, I'm sure, are asking you every time that you see them, hey, what does this team look like? What does this team look like? Like, what's the simplest way you can sum up this group of new players for Shocker fans?
Yeah, I don't know if you know Brent Chemnitz at all, but the legendary baseball coach there at Wichita State and was with Coach Stevenson all those years. But he advised me, this was about a month ago, he says, if anybody asks about the team, just say, we are going to be unbelievable. So I'll just tell you, I think we're going to be unbelievable. There's some days I don't know what necessarily to believe. Hey, is our physicality good enough? I do think, and we were the best rebounding team a year ago, and based upon the exhibition games we've had, and it really didn't matter, you know, in the first one we played all 15. To be honest with you, in the second one we played all 15. We just didn't distribute the minutes in the same way. We were weighted heavily more towards the top eight of the rotation. But I will tell you, we've done a really good job on the glass. And so I think when people come and watch us, they will see a team that it's going to translate on the glass. And the other thing we've done well, and this Santa Clara is a good team. I think they're predicted in the top four of the WCC there behind Gonzaga and St. Mary's. But they applied a lot of pressure, but we have taken care of the ball. And so, you know, we talk quite a bit about we need to rebound the ball, we need to take care of the ball, and we need to share the ball. And the ball movement was a lot better in our second exhibition game than it was in our first. But when you watch us, you'll say, you know what, they do a good job at limiting teams to one shot. They can retrieve basketballs and keep possessions alive, so they're good on the glass. And, you know, we've done a good job of taking care of it.
Coach, let me tell you, I've got a newfound respect for your waking up in the wee hours of the morning and grinding film from waking up and doing this morning show. Now, you're a different kind of animal for that. Speaking of this Santa Clara game, it was more of the secret scrimmage rather than the public scrimmage that we saw against Drake. So no box score, no fans are watching that one. Do you walk away? I'm not going to ask if you won or lost, but do you walk away happier or you know, more things to work on than you did of Drake?
Well, there's always things to work on, as you know, and TJ, I will tell you that 7:20 is late. So, I mean, if this is early, what are we doing here? I walked away out of there really optimistic. Now, again, we've been exposed in a number of areas, and we've been able to clean that up. We haven't shot it really well from the free throw line. And I don't know if it's an anomaly or, you know, just looking at practice stats, we've done it a lot better than what we have in the two exhibitions. But our aggressiveness has got us there. To give you an indication, we shot 43 free throws in 36 minutes against Santa Clara, and we only made 25 of them. So, you know, we just didn't deliver at the rate that we needed to. And we didn't do a good job in Drake of defending without fouling. We fouled way too much, and it was just discipline and really just errors that a lot of new guys coming on the court were committing. But, you know, I walk out of that Santa Clara very optimistic, and, you know, there's some areas that that you got to clean up. And the big one, the one carryover for Drake and Santa Clara, is we have to get out to the three-point line and defend it a lot better than what we did. So I think all of that to say, I walk out, I'm extremely optimistic. I feel like we're going to be good. The question is can we do the things that are needed to be great? And we talk quite a bit about we need to make sure that we are operating in the 95% of the game. If you ever think about the game, let's say somebody plays 40 minutes. If you're not the point guard, you may have the ball in your hands a total cumulatively of about a minute. And you need to be, I'm 20 minutes on defense, 20 minutes on offense. You're going to touch the ball for 2 or 3 seconds on a possession. And the 95%, when you don't have the ball, we have to get guys dialed in on that aspect of the game and operate within that 95%. And to be honest with you, just having some of the veterans that we do, we've got 8 juniors and seniors. Those guys get it, and then we've got some younger guys who are coming around.
Yeah, the older guys on the team feel like, you know, that's got to be a good start to good place to start as a coach, because some of that stuff you just don't learn without time, right? Is hopefully, I guess, as you're recruiting these guys, a little more naturally ingrained. The attitude of this team is something we've kind of heard the buzz about. I assume that's something you guys will be pleased to show off to Shocker fans, the backbone of this team, as it will.
Yeah, there is a character to this team that, you know, willing to put in the work, willing to absorb hard coaching, willing to embrace difficult moments. And, you know, this didn't just start 4 weeks ago when practice officially started. They've actually been doing this since June. And we have I heard Will Berg speak and just talk about, you know, how would you characterize this team? And he said hungry, and I would agree with him. Like, we have a hungry group. We have a group that itching to prove themselves. And, you know, for whatever reason, the transfers, some of them were trying to level up. And, hey, I was good at this level. I want to see if I can do it at a different. And then the others didn't get the time that they believe they should have been afforded. For a variety of reasons. One, they may not have been good enough at that particular place, or two, you know, in Will Berg's situation, he had some guy named Zach Edey in front of him. And so, you know, just finding a place that you see a lot of hunger in this group to go out and prove themselves. And not only do you have to think about proving yourselves individually, you have to think about it collectively. And I do think that there is a collective hunger.
Coach, whenever people have asked me about what this team is going to be this upcoming year, first of all, I'll start telling them that you're going to be unbelievable and take Brent's advice there. But I say that The biggest difference is the fact that, you know, for the last, you know, even before you got here, last 4 years or so, it's been a lot of, you know, downhill offense, a lot of defense, everything of that nature. And there hasn't been a ton of outside threat. But, you know, from what we've seen in the open practice and the open scrimmage and the box score, Kenyon Giles, you know, Mike Gray, Brian Amunique, you've got guys that'll put them up from outside, it sounds like.
Can really, you know, there's been moments. I mean, Kenyon Giles, I think he had 14 points in a row in about a 3-minute stretch when we were at Santa Clara. And he said over there, you know, there'd have been times in the past where I would have looked back and, like, he's having quite the day. But to be honest, like, there wasn't much of a reaction from our staff, or a little bit from players, but not much from our staff. It's kind of like pretty normal for him. You know, he's making some shots, and we kind of see it every day. And Mike can make shots. Brian can make shots. You know, we have guys on the perimeter who can make shots. And we have some guys, I think we've gotten better at our spacing on account of the shooting gravity that we can put on the court, and having guys who can make perimeter shots. And it's one of those things where we're not going to be reliant on a three ball, but we are capable of kind of putting it together. You know, defense is going to tell you who won the game. Offense is going to tell you by how much. And, you know, there's days that our defense has been solid, and there's been days when it's been, you know what, we've been elite here in these particular actions and in these moments. But there are some times where we have some guys who can really stretch it, and they can get it rolling quite a bit.
I think that's good for fans to hear. I know fans want that. The other thing that fans probably want, Coach, and I know you guys do too.
To be honest with you.
Say that again.
It's good for coaches to hear, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, making shots is key, right? And that's something I know you guys have targeted hard. I think something else that stands out that I know you guys are chomping at the bit, and it's funny that the conference schedules come out and you guys get to start with a couple on the road and a tough road grind to begin with, but that stretch has been so key for the last couple of years. Do you guys talk about that at all with new players on what that American grind is like and what it's been like the last couple of years and the expectation going into it for this group?
Yeah, we actually were showing film of road games and yesterday during our film session and just showing through how the level of physicality, and I know what you think is a foul, guys, but you know, we may get that call in Coke Arena, but I can tell you right now, you're not getting it in Birmingham on when we open up there, and you're not getting it at, you know, name the venue across the league. You're not getting it there. And that ability, you do try to get it ingrained in them pretty early, the mindset you have to have in order to be good enough and to win road games. But it is something that we talk about. It's something that you kind of have to have a vision for to make sure your players understand it. You can't talk about this 2 or 3 days before you play that game. So we do find ourselves dealing with this quite a bit. And our GAs are terrific, but they're not, they don't get paid to referee. So our players kind of go through it every day of not getting calls and having to fight through and having the right mindset. And to be honest with you, I mean, there's been moments where we've had to, you know, have a pretty hard hand on these guys about their approach, but it's getting better.
Coach, I'll leave this one open-ended for you. You always find a way to shock us with some random stat out of your back pocket. The KenPom rankings preseason came out. What random stat do you expect this team to have a lot of experience in, and what do they need to thrive in this year to make Paul Mills happy?
Well, it's funny that you should say that because I'm actually staring at KenPom right now.
I knew it.
As you know, before I ever got on this interview, the key stat that I pay attention to when I look at KenPom is wins and losses. And so I just try to see, did we win or did we lose? So that's kind of the over. I mean, there's things that impact that. Rebounding the ball, you know, if you've ever looked at KenPom, they have what they call the four factors. And it's you know, how well are you defending the other team's shot? You know, obviously, if they're making a lot of them, you're not going to be in that kind of game. How many rebounds are they getting? You know, so if they're able to extend possessions, you're in trouble. How often are you giving the ball to the other team? That's pretty significant. And then can you defend without fouling? So, I mean, there's been a litany of studies throughout the years on what are the key things that teams can kind of lock in order to decide the predictability of a game. But, you know, as I mentioned earlier, us being the best rebounding team last year in our league allowed us to compensate for our lack of shooting. And we need to continue to be a great rebounding team. We were the best team in our league at defending without fouling. That needs to continue. We haven't done a great job of it during the exhibition. And then at the same time, we need to take care of the basket of the ball. And so we are going to rebound the ball and we're going to take care of the ball. And I think if I walk out of a game, like, you feel good about those things, if you're in the plus category there.
Last one for you, Coach. KenPom, I think, has you guys sixth in the American. The pollsters had it fifth. I believe that's from the coaches. Do you have any doubt about the attitude of this team wanting to prove everybody wrong? I know they're hungry. Is there that shocker chip on the shoulder when you guys see stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, wherever you were going to be chosen during this, you know, whether it be KenPom or the coaches' opinions or the media opinions or whatever, everybody's fighting for the same thing, right? We're all fighting for a conference championship. You're trying to make sure, and we need to be in that race. We have not gotten out of the gate, not only during my first 2 years here, but You know, I think back to the teams that been able to win conference championships of teams that I've been a part of. And we got out of the gate pretty well. We established ourselves pretty early, and you're able to kind of get some momentum. And we have not, during my two years here, we have not gotten out of the gate well. And we need to do that, but that's going to be contingent upon us being able to rebound and take care of the basketball.
Coach, we appreciate it. You're a baseball guy. Can't let you go without asking who you've got in the World Series, Dodgers, Blue Jays.
Well, you know, your Rangers are out. My Astros are out. Mm. I don't really pay attention. I enjoy watching Ohtani. It's pretty incredible some nights. And I don't pay that much attention, but it's hard for me to root for the Dodgers. George Springer, I guess there's a former Astro on the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, no, that's the reason not to root for.
But it's I don't really have an opinion here.
Okay.
I do enjoy the competitive nature of it, though.
Yeah, it was a sad baseball year. I'm right there with you. Coach, we appreciate it. We know it's a crazy time. Shocker basketball starts up. You can go see them the next opportunity. Tuesday, a week from this Tuesday, November 4th against UNC Asheville, goshockers.com to get your tickets. Coach, we appreciate it. Keep them in there. Keep them working hard.
TJ, Jacob, thank you guys.
There goes Paul Mills, Wichita State. Men's basketball coach in a year, TJ. I think you're feeling it too. I know. There is a buzz. I don't know what it is. I can't really define it for people. But it does seem like it's there to me, which is really interesting, because of the turnover on the roster. You wouldn't have thought that, you know, 7-8 months ago. But now it kind of like I think people are kind of feeling good about this group.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement that's been building, and I think it's been there. It's just the matter of, like you said, they've just sputtered out of the gates, and it's just made itself go away because there wasn't anything to, you know, really get up for, except for, you know, trying to beat Memphis and trying to beat, you know, K-State whenever those games happen. They packed the place for those. I think that there's just a lot of excitement. Like, I don't think that people knew this whenever the excitement was beginning to brew. I think there was just a lot of look at the roster of just a lot of newness, and, you know, that can go one or two ways. And I think that everybody's being optimistic about it. But I think that as they've learned more and more, you know, Kenyon Giles is going to be one of the best players in the conference. He's going to be, you know, one of the best scorers in the country, it sounds like. I mean, you just heard him say he scored 14 points in 3 minutes. In a row against Santa Clara. So that tells you a little bit about that. There's a lot of guys that are going to be able to score the ball, and I think that that's a big difference in what we've seen in years past, and that can translate really well to the American Conference.
Yes, the start of the conference season has been the thing that has bit them in the behind, at least in the Paul Mills era. And we sit there and we wonder, because each of the last 2 years, it's been great starts to the regular season. And then really slow starts to the postseason. Is that the difference, do you think, in a totally different? Because I kind of think it is. Like, it's those for what we did. I did the math sometime in the off season. TJ, it was like, what are they, like 1-11 the last 2 years combined to start AAC play, something crazy like that. And if you just flip that around and win half those games, we're talking about totally different outcomes. So it's interesting with a new group to think about, like, how do you even convey the message to people that weren't here for it? Like, guys, like, we cannot, like, let everything must lead to us getting off to a fast start in conference play.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's detrimental of the starts that they've had, and it immediately just wipes everything off the table. And I mean, even in these 2 years, you know, they've slipped. Last year, they slipped to, you know, UMKC, and that, you know, knocked them down a peg. You know, in that non-conference, there was a time that first year, I mean, they won like 9 straight, and it was like, wow, like they're going to have something going into this year. And then, you know, they get into conference play, and this optimism is still kind of high and everything like that. And then the losing streak started there. So, but both years, I mean, they found ways to win big games. They found ways to, especially last year, I mean, they found ways to right the ship. Like, during the final month of the season, they were one of the best teams in the American Conference. They were, you know, I think, did they go into overtime against Memphis?
It's been this way, right there, of beating them again. It's been this way for 2 years, right? Like, this has been, it's been the same story for 2 years now. We've seen the same thing, is they have been this great team, and you just look back to those starts to conference play, and it's like, well, what the hell, right? Like, where was this? And so if they can eliminate that, that's got to be the top priority. And I think all the other intricate details, the things we talked about, shooting the basketball, and they shot 30% from three last year. That is not good. They're going to have to hopefully get better at that and do those things well. But we'll have more with the Shockers. Maybe one more visit. We'll see ahead of that opener again a week from Tuesday, if you can believe that. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every day here on KFH. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program. It did get out yesterday. Boy, I got to tell you, like, the ability to just go play nine holes in an hour, and I think it was an hour and 5 minutes yesterday while the weather was nice. I mean, it was near perfect golfing weather, to be perfectly honest with you, is something that if you're a golf fan, you got to give them a call and find out about. There's 36 holes. This time of year, you can get out there and let it rip. And there's all kinds of fun events as well. If you're not into the golf, it's a great place for the family. Give Crestview a call. Tell them we sent you here from Sports Daily. All right, TJ, we'll use those as a transition to switch to a story that is developing very much this morning. It's not even 8 a.m., and we have both Terry Rozier, the guard for the Miami Heat, arrested this morning as part of an FBI sports betting gambling probe. Cash Patel, the new FBI lead, is going to have a press conference on then at 9 a.m. So we're like, oh, man, there's that. And then things escalate quickly because about 15 minutes after that, Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling. Here we go.
That's nuts. It's insane, the developments that have come out about this over the past few years. And it's like the evidence is just the fact of guys like playing badly or something like that, which is the most ridiculous part of all this stuff. And so it's nuts that guys do this and think that they can just sneak away with it if it's actually something that they can prove that happened and everything of that nature. But it's nuts. I mean, and then the college part that came out yesterday, did you see that news that they passed that the NCAA athletes can now bet on pro sports?
Just not their own sport. Or can they bet on college sports at all?
They can't bet on college sports, but they can bet on pro sports. So that had approved from D2 and D3 athletic directors, and it did. So now Division I athletes only, I believe only Division I athletes can bet on. I don't know. I might be wrong about that now that I'm saying that out loud. They can bet on pro sports, though. And so that arises the whole argument of the fact of, like, hey, man, like, Will Howard was a roommate with this guy a year ago.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I really can't come up with an opinion on it. I mean, I don't think that I like it, but at the same time, as I see things like what we're seeing this morning, an NBA head coach arrested, that tells me that, like, that was going to be happening anyway, right? Like, if a head coach is willing to throw it all away, and a guy with the stature of Chauncey Billups is willing to throw it all away to make some bets, he was going to find a way to bet, right? Like, whether it was through a bookie, whatever. I'm not sure the ease of it is going to make him more inclined to do it. I could be wrong about that. And I also don't know that it was ever easier for authorities to track than it is right now. Like, when we see these things and you hear about how guys are trying to bet, and there's been no accusation of, like, point shaving, but the FBI is involved, so there probably will be. You know, the league could come in and say, we're just suspending somebody or we're kicking them out. And the FBI is making arrests, which tells you there's nefarious things happening. But it feels to me like that stuff's going to happen anyway. Like, guys aren't just, oh, now I've got an app on my phone. Now I'm going to make that decision. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the books have existed for a long time. So that's kind of where I have a hard time with it and go back and the college thing. The thing that bothers me about the college thing is we're so much more inclined to do stupid things when we're younger. And like, not every, like, Chauncey Billups, a multi-millionaire as a player and coach. he's making a choice not for the money necessarily.
I know.
Right? So that is something that's different than college kids who are trying to find ways to maybe make a little extra money. And so I don't understand the need for that unless they're just saying it's so hard to police. They're citizens. They're not under contract with us. We can't, you know, we can't tell them it's the, so I don't know on the college thing. I always wonder if the apps now there's like, because I think there's plenty of research now that would tell you the ease of the betting has been bad. Like let's say for a gambling addict, right? Like that has would certainly do that. But, you know, do you punish everybody for bad actors? Because Chauncey Billups is, you know, doing something wrong. Is that bad for everybody else who's having fun and doing it the right way? Like, does an addict, does an alcoholic need to prevent the entire society from needing to be able to drink responsibly? I'm not like making a call on any of that. I'm just like saying it out loud is like the things that we think about when we do this stuff, because we're going to have a betting insider on in the next hour. Like, I love to bet football. And it's fun. And, you know, like betting $5 at a time or whatever is a great time to me. And it's enjoyable. And I think people have a good time with it. And of course, it gets taken over, you know, too far. And so I struggle with it a lot. I don't know on the college part. I guess we're just going to see it because
you're completely right about the college part. And they came out. I mean, they basically came out and said it. It's the fact of like, we can't punish everybody that's doing this because it's it's the same thing. With you know, the arguments of the tortillas, even we'll bring it back to that. It's like so right. many people are doing it, we have no choice. Like that's what the college athletics betting thing is turned
when
into.
It's not illegal, right? It's just against their own internal rules.
Yeah, and so that the NCAA has basically come out. I don't know if they came out and said it directly, but they said something along the language of the fact of like we can't do anything about this anymore, so we might as well just let them do it. Like if we're not going to tell people not to do it. If, you know, 30% of the athletes are doing it anyways, we'll just let them do it.
Well, and betting on your own sport obviously brings it. That one's obvious. Like you can't, yeah. We can't do that, right? The integrity of the game. It's tough too. And I would imagine there's a component of losing every legal battle. If somebody said, well, how can you tell me I can't do this thing that's legal? It gets into some really weird, like gray legal areas. Like I can have a work contract that says I believe this is correct. You can have a work contract that says you can't smoke pot if you live in a state that allows smoking pot because there's still a federal law on the books. So like there's always challenges possible out there. At some point, some kid could say, well, you can't tell me that I can't bet on an NFL game because I'm 18 years old and I can bet on an NFL game. And then they'll say, well, that's against our rules. And then it gets back into that. Well, I'm not under like, show me my work contract. Show me where I signed up for that. And like none of the other students on campus have that in their scholarship. So it like gets dicey. So I get just saying, oh boy. But then it goes back to my point originally of like, Does having the access, like, does it make it easier for them to stop it? Like, is it easier for the FBI to crash now somebody doing something they shouldn't be doing through an app or through a you know, backdoor bookie? I don't know.
I mean, like, the thing, I don't think it mattered. I don't think it had anything to do with the app. I think that there's different, like, there's the video. You remember the?
Well, we're gonna find out on this NBA deal.
Well, yeah, we will. Do you remember the MLB pitcher? What's his name? The Guardians pitcher. They got caught for illegal betting. Basically, what was his name? Luis, something like that. I don't know. One of their starters, and then Clase got banged with it too. And it's because of the fact of like odd moments of what you're like. Right. And theirs was like the first pitch to be a ball in the fifth inning, and then he spiked it in the dirt. And so you can tell when these things happen because of what happens on the field or on the court. It's not like if I had to take a stab at this, which I have no idea what I'm talking about, it's going to be his Uncle Joe is betting. Like, he's not dumb enough to make an account and say,
but now they can track. That's what I'm saying. They can track that now through the apps a little easier, right? Like,
but they can't, I mean, they can't tell that it's Terry Rozier though. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's how everybody, you know, tries to get away with this.
No, they can because they have all your personal information. They can tell it's somebody associated with every time it feels like these get caught. It's because somebody was trying to use another person to go make their bets for them. And then they just simply make the connection, track it down, and then it gets a little easier. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, does that make it easier for them to catch the bad actors than, you know, Butch around the corner, you know, behind six doors saying, hey, we want you to put one in the dirt in the fifth inning. You know what I mean? Like, how do you track that? So I'm just throwing it out there. I have no idea, but it does seem like we catch more of this now that it's more easy to do it. And so my question is, are we catching more because it's happening more because of the ease, or are we catching more because it's easier to catch more now with the technology?
Maybe both.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, by the way. I'm just like, that's what I always think about. Like, which is it? Gosh dang. That's crazy. All right. We'll come back. I don't know if we'll get any more information before the end of the show. If we do, we'll try and cram it in. We have another hour packed with guests. It's Sports Daily on KFA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders,
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.